Welcome to the podcast. Today we have Representative Chip Roy of Texas, who's been doing some really great things in Congress and has been speaking out, I think, in ways that you're going to really like. He comes on the program and has, and Glenn's incredibly awkward with him and almost ruins the relationship. Then we have Bill O'Reilly on for the hour. Bill has his take on the week's events. And Dave Rubin joins us as well. He's announcing the new title of his new book. And he also is a guy who goes on a one-month sabbatical every year from all social media and the internet. He just abandons it completely, which sounds like paradise. He's going to come on, talk to us about that and his new book as well. It's all available on the podcast today. Don't forget to subscribe, blazetv.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. If you want to get on the Blaze TV bandwagon, you can get Dave Rubin's show every day, at least once he comes back from sabbatical, you can get it. And as well as Stu Does America and so many other programs. And while you're here, make sure to give us a second, rate and review the podcast. 5 stars is the appropriate number of stars. And hop over and do the same for Stu Does America. We'd really appreciate it. Here's the podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
We have a crisis at our border, and we're playing footsie with mask mandates in the people's house. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what this body is doing, the people's house. It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up. They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks, to be put in the corner, to have mental health issues. And we're running around here, and the speaker comes down here at 10 o'clock in the morning saying, we got to wear masks in the people's house, while we've got thousands of people pouring across our border, and Democrats don't do a darn thing about it, heavily infected with COVID.
That was the day I truly fell deeply, deeply, passionately in love with Chip Roy. If it wasn't for the icky sex, I would suggest that we got married. But maybe it's just me. Oh, stop it, Stu. Don't put your head in your hands. Chip Roy is with us now. Hello. Hello, Chip. How are you?
You're going all Obergefell on me here, Glenn. I'm not sure about this train of questioning, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Yeah, I have to just tell you, it was so good to see you stand up, and you were saying the things, and I could tell you felt it, the same things that so many Americans are feeling. You are shipping these people in that we know have COVID. You did a test on them, and you're just shipping them into the country. And then you're telling us we're trying to spread COVID. We're killers if we don't get a vaccination or we don't believe in a mask. Are you kidding me? It was really good. Really good.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate it. I mean, the hypocrisy is astounding. And like, this just is just the two issues now are all coming together where the American people are just fed up. I mean, there's dozens of issues that we're all pretty frustrated about. But the state of the border is an absolute abomination. It's endangering Texas. It's endangering Texans. It's endangering migrants. It's empowering cartels. It's allowing COVID to spread. It's endangering Border Patrol agents. And we could talk chapter and verse about that, and the fentanyl and the opioids all coming into our country. Meanwhile, you've got the massive amount of tyranny being enforced upon the American people by the Biden administration and now Speaker Pelosi in the House of Representatives. And it is absolutely untenable. I'm not going to have it. I can't in good conscience be a leader of this country and be going down to the floor wearing a mask saying, okay, I'll comply, Speaker Pelosi, whatever you say, when there were literally 90 people hospitalized in D.C. when they 2 weeks or a couple of months ago rescinded the mask mandate. There's 27 in the hospital right now. There's been 2 deaths in the last 2 weeks. There's been more murders than that. It is an absolute absurdity what they're doing, and there's no science behind it. One last point, the Capitol physician who told us we all have to wear masks again, he based that upon a CDC recommendation, which was based upon a study in India for a vaccine that is not approved in the United States, that was not peer approved. In fact, it was rejected. And then they order us to wear masks. It's just all crap.
So what's going on, Chip? What is this really about?
This is about power. that it's very simple. This is about power. You will be made to do what they say. You will be made to follow their orders. And this goes well beyond that. It's like critical race theory. It's everything else that they're trying to do to force us to bow down to the altar of the almighty, powerful, and government and all-knowing. It is 100%. You can see it in their rhetoric, right? It doesn't matter what the facts are. Glenn, my father is a polio survivor. I am decidedly pro-vaccine. But let's be clear, I'm decidedly pro-vaccine freedom. Make the choice based on the information available that is in the best interest of you and your family. The government has no frigging right to come in and tell me what to do. And damn, I'm going to stand up for my family, stand up for my staff when Nancy Pelosi says they have to wear masks, and I'm not going to comply, very simply put. And in fact, they're going to cause Americans who might have gotten vaccinated to not get vaccinated because we're going to stick our middle finger up at the government saying, you don't get to do that.
Yeah, I read an article about a year ago, and I happened to pull it off and save it. And I went looking for it a couple of days ago. It's from the Rand Corporation. And it said that the government was looking into ways, when there was a vaccine, looking into ways to convince the American people to take the vaccine. And it goes through all of the scenarios that they are recommending. None of them were belittle people, call them killers, force them to do it and tell them that they won't have any privileges. They're not trying to convince. You know, it's like this. You also did a great job on the draft for women. I'm sure all the women organizations are like, oh, finally we can be drafted. There's no reason for